Hey gang, Wayne McPhail here. It's a sunny morning in Calgary, and I just wanted to comment on the announcements yesterday from Barnes & Noble about partnering with Plastic Logic to deliver an e-book reader in competition with the Amazon Kindle, and also potentially partnering with AT&T to deliver competition to the WhisperNet that delivers just-in-time books on the Amazon platform. And Barnes & Noble is also going broader than just the Plastic Logic device, which I think is a pretty interesting device, or could be. I mean, we've only seen prototypes so far. It's hampered by the slowness of the e-ink system. It's got a flexible plastic substrate, which is pretty interesting. But they're going beyond that and delivering to the Stanza book reader and other readers on other mobile platforms, which is, I think, is really smart, because I think a lot of people are thinking, well, if I have an iPhone that's capable of using something as good as a Stanza reader, why do I need a Kindle or a Plastic Logic device? But what's also interesting is that, you know, there's a potential that until there's some sort of shakeout in the industry, we're going to have two ebook platforms, which is kind of crazy, because they're both, you know, if you look at, say, the Kindle DX and or the Plastic Logic device, they're fairly big devices. They would only make sense if there was only one. If we're in a situation where, in order to get content that you want from Amazon and content that you want from Barnes & Noble, you're actually going to have to think about having two of these devices, that's as crazy as the record industry model where the individual labels were creating their own DRM stores so that you would have to sign up for two stores to get content that you needed. And that just didn't work for the record industry, and I find it hard to believe that in the long term it's going to work for the book business. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this all shakes out. My money actually is on the Plastic Logic model so far, although I'm still not convinced that the e-ink is a great delivery platform. I have a Sony e-book reader. I really like it. But if I imagine having a tablet that had more of the speed and functionality of an iPhone or a MacBook, I mean, I would drop the e-book reader in a heartbeat. And in fact, I have. I have the Sony e-book reader, but most of the time I'm reading on my iPhone. So I'd be really interested in your thoughts on the announcement and the sort of shakeout in the industry. Talk to you later. I'm Wayne McPhail, waitandsee.com. Bye-bye.